afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, February 25th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. Remember, free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation, cash, check, money order, payable to RBN, mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And as promised, I do have with me a full panel roundtable and live for you folks this Friday. I have, I have Stephen Douglas Whitener, my frequent co-host, of course. Stephen, hello.
Hi, RBN. Hello, everybody. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Always happy and honored to have you aboard, Stephen. I also have with us RBN alumni from In Plain Sight, weeknights at 9 p.m. Central, Jeremy from Kentucky on the roundtable. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, Gus. Thanks for having me on. It's great to be here.
Great to have you here, Jeremy. Indeed. And then, folks, we do also have a former radio broadcaster on a number of platforms in the past. I've had him on quite a bit. Mike Sledge is also here with us today. Hello, Mike.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Excellent. I'm glad all you gentlemen could make time in your Friday for this. And yeah, a live roundtable, nice Friday atmosphere, and certainly with no shortage of topics. But, to start, I'll point out that when questioned if Putin is threatening nuclear attacks against the United States, Joe Biden said, "I have no idea."
That's comforting. Oh.
Yeah.
That's also what he said when they asked him where his Depends undergarments were that morning. Mm-hmm. He said he had no idea.
Oh man, it's just, you have to laugh at it. If you don't laugh at it, you take black pill and then things are going to change. At least we know change is happening. Something's going to happen. There's always an opportunity in the crisis. So,
and you know, Jen Psaki, she claims Biden didn't mean it when he said no one expected sanctions to prevent anything, because Biden said no one expected the sanctions to prevent anything from happening. Putin's not going to say, "Oh my God, the sanctions are coming," right after a speech announcing a new round of sanctions. So then damage control, Psaki's out there claiming he didn't mean it. And so now that's the precedent. That's the norm now. The president says things sarcastically. We're supposed to pick up on that.
Yeah. It's like that was all part of the Great Reset anyway. We were doing that anyway. It has nothing to do with this kind of. I mean, a lot of this stuff is just part of that, just like you have described as being the final war of the predator class against the people. That's what's going on more than, I mean, like Ukraine and Russia. That's just, schizophrenic, the whole thing, you know, with the Zelensky in charge in Ukraine, and then you have the Azov battalion and out there flying swastikas fighting Russians. It's like, wait a minute. That doesn't all add up, you know? It's all this just theater, I guess, although people are getting killed, though. People are getting killed in this theater.
And then I shared around this article, I don't know how much time you gentlemen had to read and absorb it this morning, from Activist Post. This was written by one Brandon Smith, whom I'm not really that familiar with. He has some site, alt-market.us. But he has this article that was pretty interesting, Out of Order, Out of Chaos, How the Ukraine Conflict is Designed to Benefit Globalists. And, you know, he points out much of what a lot of us have been implying on a higher tier level. You know, when you cut back or deeper into further layers of the onion, you might cut away, as Willem Felderhoff was putting it. You know, even, of course, Putin is not immune to the whims of these Jewish oligarchs, these banking so-called elites, the World Economic Forum, Agenda 21 plans. And, you know, it was an interesting read. At the very least, Stephen, you quoted a couple things from the article, and that might be worth mentioning. Let's see. It is my belief that the Ukraine problem is at least partially engineered, and that it is designed as a first domino in a chain of intended crises. And then another one. In fact, only last year, Russia announced it was joining the World Economic Forum's Fourth Industrial Revolution Network, which focuses on economic socialization, artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, and a host of other globalist interests, which will all lead to worldwide technocracy and tyranny. And, well, Mike, we haven't heard from you yet today, sir. And maybe you'd like to add to that.
Yeah, we can get into that. I did check out the article. That was pretty interesting. It kind of gets into the whole Eurasian shift stuff that I've been hitting on for a while. But before I do that, I mean, there was some... The most funny thing happened when I was watching the Controlled Opposition Tucker show. he's talking to this guy in Ukraine, and this guy's in Ukraine helping people escape. Well, the guy was a guy named Shlomo. You can't make this up. The guy was named Shlomo Rizala, and he was a Jew. From Israel, in Ukraine, wearing a vest with Hebrew letters on it, and he told Tucker he's there to evacuate Jews out of the country, and he was going about it nonchalantly, and he said it was very successfully being done. And isn't that amazing when they tell you on the controlled news media that no men are allowed to leave the country, right?
Mike, that's denazification. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to speak over you, but there's the process of denazification that Vlad was talking about.
You know, and Zelensky, and what's even funnier is Zelensky is this Jew comic. He's like the Jerry Seinfeld of Ukraine. Well, he was on a sitcom in Ukraine where he actually played a bumbling president, and now he's the actual president. But this whole thing... stinks to high heaven with the Jewish interest, of course, as always. It's not hard to predict. They're always there. But it was amazing. Shlomo on the Tucker brought him on, and Shlomo said, by the way, let me plug my website. We need a lot of money to do this. So Shlomo's hanging out, evacuating Jews and grifting for money. Very, very funny to watch. That made my night. I just thought I'd bring that up.
Jeremy.
Yeah, I mean, does seem like a movie, doesn't it? You got this Jewish comedian. Look at Boris Johnson. I mean, that's like the British Chris Farley, right? And then you've got Biden. I mean, these world leaders all are just so incompetent. And, you know, there is a global force that's directing getting involved in events and trying to corral us, but like the people that they put up as their figureheads are just completely incompetent. And you know, you got this Shlomo guy coming on Tucker trying to make this about, you know, Russia's aggression on the Jews. I suppose that was what he was trying to do, but I guess even though it seems like a movie, it's real, and here we are, and we got to respond to it. And I think the name of the game now is, invoking the Section 5 thing for the West. They're trying to get Russia, into it with NATO so they can authorize more countries And this, as proof of this, you know, I heard they took down RT temporarily, and I guess it was, I'm assuming it was our government's version of Anonymous. And I'd heard earlier this week politicians in the U.S. saying that if Russia did a cyber attack against a NATO member, that they could invoke, you know, they can invoke that article. So I'm assuming they're trying to get, you know, Russia to do a cyber attack. But I don't know. That seems to me the name of the game is try to get more, you know, NATO countries into it with Russia and maybe regime change Putin. Now, Mike, you might disagree with me on that because I think you and I sort of see Putin differently. What is your take on that?
Well, look, I think that it's a nuanced political situation in that you have different, you know, I always tell people to understand politics, all you need to do is watch The Godfather. You know what I mean? And you can pretty much get a grip on how it works. I think there is a legitimate battle between two managing teams. In my opinion, I think both are kosher controlled. I think they're different. They have a different vision. I think one kosher team sees the shift to the Asian market and a shift in the world order as the future. And I think the other team wants to prop up the West with their vision of their new world order. So I think there is a real war taking place, a real battle taking place between management teams. But I think it's clear that I don't think Putin wanted to move now to do this. I think he was forced. Zelensky just a few weeks ago was saying that he wanted to try to get nuclear weaponry in the Ukraine. And they were basically using this Zelensky guy as a NATO proxy to put nuclear weapons on the Russian border. And that's what triggered Vladimir Putin, because Vladimir Putin says, no way can I allow them to put nukes. That would be the equivalent of like China putting nukes in Mexico. You know what I mean? So, you know, Putin really was forced into this, and I'm not a Putin fanatic, you know, but I really don't want to get into that today, because I think what's more important now is exposing the lies coming from our side right now, which are tremendous. I mean, it's clear. I've been flipping around the TV and Talmud Vision today, and CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, doesn't matter where you go, they're all on the same Department of Defense talking points now, all on a war footing. And it is clear that I think the kosher management team representing NATO in the West, I think they are afraid they are losing, and they have no choice but to go to war. That's my opinion.
Steven.
Well, anybody that's trying to, quote unquote, prop up the West should be taken out and tried for treason, because they're doing an awful, awful, awful job at it, man. We're just crumbling. Look what this done. I don't know. I suppose I can see what you're saying. One layer of that onion, like Richard was talking about, that might be true. But on the real layer where we're living in, this, the West that I knew, it's in pieces now. It's like we're back in the USSA. The USSR didn't disintegrate so much as just shifted to Europe and North America after it fell, politically speaking, you know, as far as the control goes. And it appears all the way to the top, too. It's just it's scary looking. So I don't know what they might plan. These people that took power just don't know what to do with it. It's like a monkey with a chainsaw. It's just that's what they're doing. It's, yeah.
I mean, they have no. I mean, I've been telling people this for weeks, that it looks like the next step is war, because frankly, you know, this whole system is in freefall collapse in Europe and here, everywhere. It's been destroyed from within through Jewish communist infiltration. They're totally in control. And basically, I see, you know, going back to the coup in 2014 in Ukraine, you know, when that was all financed with kosher money, And the whole point was to overthrow Ukraine so they could basically turn Ukraine into a NATO proxy where they could put those nuclear weapons on the border. That's what triggered. The last couple of weeks, Zelensky running his mouth, okay, saying that he's ready for those nuclear weapons to be on the border there. Putin, he had no choice because he knows if he sits there, okay, and they get those nuclear weapons right on his border, his goose is cooked, okay? So in a way, they forced his hand. Like I said, I don't think that he wanted to move now, okay? I think he was holding that, reserving that for down the road. But now it's on, and I see the dominoes falling. I really believe this will escalate into a world war. There's no doubt in my mind that they have to pull World War off at this point. They're desperate.
Really? I mean, because, you know, many people claim that a world war at this point, the way technology has progressed, would go nuclear at some point with global powers. And that means nuclear winter. That means it's over for us, and the elites would have to stay in their bunkers for maybe a few generations. Who knows? I mean, so I don't know. Do you think it would go nuclear if there's a world war, like a lot of people claim? Because that you'd think they wouldn't want that. They want to enjoy the planet.
Nuclear warfare, the way it's been described on these Hollywood movies, is not really how it works. They have tactical nukes today that are very, very damaging and dangerous, but they don't do the devastation like on Cold War propaganda movies that people think. It doesn't operate that way. The day after, all that kind of propaganda, you know, mutual assured destruction, that's really a fantasy. I mean, the tactical nukes that...
No, go ahead. Tactical nukes?
I'm just saying that you could use tactical nukes, and it could be done strategically, you know, where they could preserve what they want to preserve and destroy what they want to destroy.
Well, Jeremy is former military. I'd be curious to hear his thoughts on this.
Well, I was actually in the Air Force, and I specialized in German beers and turning wrenches, but I'll do my best. Realistically, I would think that they would want to go EMPs first. That would be the first. You know, these militaries tend to think like that, with let's do the least amount of damage first. You know, Putin's rolling tanks in now instead of doing anything larger than that. That's pretty old school. You know, that's pretty, like, you know, 60 years ago. So that's on the one hand, is they'll probably would start with EMPs. I don't think they would go nuclear. But secondly, when you do look at the craziness, even if even just to back up Mike's point a bit, the globalists are getting very unhinged here. The Jewish power, and both sides of Jewish power, I think, want that greater Israel, and they want it now. You know, like that commercial, I want my money and I want it now. They want their greater Israel and they want it now. And you go back to something Mike said when they wanted to take over the Ukraine for the purpose of putting nukes on it to threaten Russia. Well, why? Well, what happened right after the Ukraine revolution? Syria. They knew that Russia would back Syria, and Syria and the Golan Heights and the support of Iran and Hezbollah, that's all stopping Israel from the greater Israel. That's a big wrench in the works. And, we got a break?
Oh, yes. I guess we do have a break upon us. All right, we'll stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Folks, beyond the official narrative here on RBN. And let's see, we have a Mike Sledge, Jeremy from Kentucky, Stephen Douglas Whitener, all joining me, Richard Carey, for this roundtable. Jeremy, you were speaking when we had the break. I don't know, did you want to continue your point?
Let me just put a fine tip on that point real quick, and then I'll kick it back to one of you guys. You know, we sort of got distracted with the whole COVID thing from the Greater Israel Project, and that is paramount on Jewish power. And I think that why the Ukraine? Well, if they can have NATO in the Ukraine, they can keep Russia corralled and keep Russia from supporting Syria, which is stopping the Greater Israel. I think, from my point of view, that's what's going on. Kick it to one of you guys.
Well, in the midst of all this, did you guys hear that Iran may be weeks away from having a nuke that'll wipe out Israel? As usual, I wanted to say the situation that happened in Ukraine, it's like an example of what you were calling techno-anarchism, capitalism gone crazy, because once they overthrew the Russian-leaning government, they came in and bought up all they wanted, and they bought themselves some white nationalists to go terrorize eastern Ukraine. They bought the Azov Battalion, and they bought Right Sector and Svoboda, and that's what you have there. Yep. Is there...
You have a bunch of kosher financed bagel Nazis that they actually set up in Ukraine. Seriously, it's pretty funny. And that was done because you actually have a lot of anti-Jewish power sentiment in Ukraine as well. And that was done. That was a brilliant move that they did during that coup, because what it did, it made it look like it was a real nationalist overthrow. at the time, it was a great, you know, propaganda propaganda campaign that they led by financing these fake Nazi groups. You know, pretty funny,
right? But and then for 2 years they pushed the alt-right propaganda after that too. That was right in the midst of that. I'm sorry, go right ahead, Mike.
That was all done by design. It was all done by design. And you can look at it from another angle. It gave Putin, you know, those bagel Nazis being in there, gave Putin, you know, kind of a way, because what did Putin say when he invaded? He said he's denazifying Ukraine, right? So he was able to use that for his propaganda tool chest as well. You know, it's pretty funny. You know, it's always scripted. The Nazis, no matter what happens.
it just shows how scripted it is. It's almost a mirror of what happened in 2008 with the North and South Ossetia war over there at the north of Georgia, you know, and it was during the Olympics too. And then they invaded Israelis were there with the Georgians too, and then they invaded North Ossetia, and then the Russians protected them and pushed back, and they called it a Russian invasion and Russian aggression, and they even had to cut from some of the survivors on live on Fox because that's what they were saying, that the Russians saved us. You know, it wasn't them invading. And this guy Shepard Smith had to cut them off on the air. And one good thing about this is that CNN actually has people there instead of in the basement pretending to be there the way they did during the first Gulf War. But Charles Jaco and that clown Earl Holloman were down in the basement next to a plastic palm tree putting on gas masks and fake sirens. Have you seen that video? I mean, I don't see how anyone could ever trust the media again. Did you see that, Jeremy? Have you seen video of Charles Jaco and Earl Holloman pretending to be in Saudi Arabia during the First World War? I can't trust anything those people say after that. They're clowns.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty bad. It's kind of like we're getting a lot of disinfo on Twitter now. I caught this on a Stormer article. There's all these fake tweets coming out from Ukraine because I guess they're wanting to, you know, gin up American support for the Ukrainian forces and how heroic they are, and they're just like obviously like cheesy fake tweets. But yeah, that's this whole media thing. I mean, they can use the media. They've proven that they can control at least half the populace or 3/4 of it with the media, just putting out blatant lies.
Yeah, as far as the level of disinformation, you're absolutely right, Jeremy. The level of disinformation, I've been really monitoring the mainstream news media, and man, it's pretty funny. They're actually putting out propaganda like, the resistance against Russia is massive. You know, yeah, whatever. You know, more Russian troops have died than Ukrainians so far. This is what they're saying on Fox News. Pretty funny. You know, it's just blatant
corralling
and disinformation. Yeah.
They're really trying to corral the right wing because I've seen something on social media too. The right wingers are like, you know, this is why we need AK-47s and military-grade weapons here in America. Just look at your news, and you know. In other words, because Russia's going to come over here and get us. Yeah.
Mm. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. This is they're really setting up because I always, you know, the fake two-party system that we have in this country. You're absolutely right. This is designed to give. You know, we got a fake election, another fake election this year, selection, and you know they got to maintain that two-party illusion. You know what I mean? And so this is perfect. For the Republican Party, for the GOP, they are the party that loves warfare, you know, and military-industrial complex, and so I'm already hearing, you know, the line coming out from the GOP is, we need to be tougher, we need to send troops. You got Lindsey Graham out of the closet already out there again, you know, and saying that, and you know, but
well, here we have the. We have the bottom of the hour break. We'll be right
back. Get back in the closet, Lindsay.
Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
One day we will put it all behind. We'll say that was just another time. We'll say that was just another day on earth.
We are back, folks, for the bottom of the hour segment here on RBN with Beyond the Official Narrative. Mike Sledge, Jeremy from Kentucky, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and Richard Carey with this roundtable. Getting back to your takes, gentlemen, on this this article, this order out of chaos, how the Ukraine conflict is designed to benefit globalists. I don't know, maybe we could hear just a bit more of, where each of you lies with regard to the perspectives there. Stephen, do you want to?
Okay. Yeah, I was looking through that. First of all, the headline there says a lot, how this crisis is designed to benefit the globalists. The whole thing was by design, and it kind of goes back and gives a little of the history of how that happened with the coup, and doesn't go too far before that, but there's a long history between Ukraine and Russia and Jewish power and the Holodomor and all this during the Bolshevik Revolution. And that's a whole other subject people should look into. Solzhenitsyn wrote all about that. But one thing that stuck out at me in the article says the Ukraine scenario could be easily diffused if both sides took some basic diplomatic measures, but that's not going to happen. NATO officials could take a step back from their pursuit of adding Ukraine to the ranks. The U.S. could stop pouring cash and weaponry into Ukraine to the tune of $5.4 billion since 2014. Over 90 tons of military equipment been sent to the country in 2022. Russia could stop sending covert special ops units into the Donbass and be more willing to come to the table and discuss diplomatic solutions. The reason these things do not happen is because they are not allowed to happen by the power brokers behind the curtain. The Ukrainians and the Russians could work this out. It's not, you know, it wasn't a war until they stepped in and tried to overthrow that guy on the color revolution. This is them doing this. It's not a spontaneous conflict. It never is. If people look into it, war is a racket, and that racket's designed to profit a certain number of people. And it's people who it profits the most are the ones pulling the levers behind the scene.
And then every time. And do you?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And then what do you think of where it goes after that? It talks about how Putin was an admirer of Kissinger.
Yes, and Victoria Nuland is doing the kind of same thing now that Kissinger was doing during the last Great Reset, when they switched off the gold with and went to the petrodollar. Kissinger was running around doing the kind of wars and stuff that State Department's doing now. And Kissinger, he met with Trump and with Putin, and Chabad Lubavitch meets with Putin. I don't know. We were talking about two different factions, you know, like two managerial teams fighting it out there. But they all report to the same boss, it seems. You know, that's the crux of the matter. We have to go after that boss if we're ever going to have peace on this earth. That's just, I'm sorry, people. And Rothschild, Rockefeller, you know, defense companies, war is a racket. I mean, go all the way back to when Smedley Butler wrote that, and the corporations that he names and the people, it's their kids and grandkids and great-grandkids that are doing this to us.
Right.
They're a new corporation, you know, a new LLC to hide behind, but it's the same thing.
Well, I mean, what it sums up after talking about how Putin's on board with this fourth industrial revolution, economic socialization, artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, all these things, and a player with the World Economic Forum. It says, again, the Russian government is not anti-globalist. This claim is nonsense and always has been. I would attribute the fantasy of Russian opposition to a steady stream of propaganda in what I call the false East-West paradigm. The fraudulent notion that the globalist agenda is a purely Western or American agenda and that countries like China or Russia are opposed to it. If you look at the close interactions between the East and the globalists, this idea completely falls apart. It is important to understand that most conflicts between the East and the West are engineered conflicts, and the leaders of both sides are not really at odds with each other. Rather, these wars are kabuki theater. They are wars of convenience to achieve covert ends while mesmerizing the masses with moments of terror and calamity. For anyone who has doubts about this, I highly recommend they read the thoroughly researched and evidenced works of professor, historian, and economist Anthony Sutton. This author cites, who quite accidentally stumbled upon the facts surrounding the globalist conspiracy and went on to expose their habits of playing both sides of nearly every war over the past century, from the Bolshevik Revolution to World War II and onward. And that's a lot of what all you gentlemen were pointing out. We have a caller on the line, actually, George in Greece. Hello, George. Hey, welcome back.
Good morning, George. Gentlemen. This is George in Greece, and I've been going on air for some time in the past on Stormfront and Dr. Slattery's National Bugle Radio. Maybe you remember me from these shows.
I do, sir. Yeah, I believe I heard you. You possibly, I think, called in to my show once in the past as well. But yeah, I always appreciated your input and perspectives when you called into Stormfront. And what did you want to share with us today, George?
Right. Thank you for taking my call. And as you know, we're like miles away from Ukraine, like Greece, I mean. And I would like to say a few words to your listeners, healthy, patriotic Americans. Regarding this crisis right now, so we might be looking at a serious escalation on the part of the two adversaries, namely NATO and Russia and China. And I was very surprised to look at Putin invade Ukraine like 4 days ago. I thought this was never going to happen, but it looks like the Russian government, in coordination with the Chinese, have taken all all possibilities under consideration and have looked very deeply into all aspects of this rising conflict. They know, in my opinion, they are certain about one fact, that NATO and the West, or the so-called West, better put, the so-called West is totally unable to react to a healthy group of nations wanting to assert their human and collective dignity. And this time around, the so-called West is not going to be able to react to such a group of nations. This time around, this group consists of Russia, the Russian Federation, China, North Korea, Iran, India, maybe Brazil, and for sure Guatemala, Nicaragua, and Cuba. maybe the economic power controlled by international jury, maybe the economic factor one very important aspect to think about in this conflict. But if you think about it, what is economics? Economics is military power. Is military power, and that's all. Consider China wanting to reclaim the huge American debt back, right? What is China going to do about it? Nothing. They can do nothing about it, because at the end of the day, the United States might go ahead and say, so what are you going to do about it? We have the military power. Your assertions, your claims will just be worthless against our military power. So economics has never been a factor anyway. Right now, we have a huge group of nations, the Eurasian nations, that are ready to protect their individual and collective dignity as persons, as nations, as countries, and they have looked deeply into the situation, and they're pretty positive, they're pretty sure that the corrupt, the decadent West is in no way to even utter a single word, even to respond to anything like a group effort by these nations. They know that. They know that the West is totally corrupt. For almost 80 years now after the defeat of the Third Reich in Berlin, 1945, the Jews have been doing their job perfectly in destroying the West as a whole, as a totality, and there's no going back. People in the West are more interested in LGBTQ rights, are more interested in, you know, pointing the finger at their neighbors, blaming them as being racist or stuff. They're more interested in blaming their neighbors as being, you know, conspiracy theorists because they're not taking the vaccine. The West is in no way able to react to the Eurasian powers. Putin, in coordination with China, is in full knowledge of this fact.
George, I think we all agree with you on that. It's like the American military is not only a paper eagle, it's a transgendered rainbow eagle that's coming down and saying, don't mess with us,
I'm just a small voice coming out of a small island in the Aegean Sea in Greece. Just a small voice. But I know that I'm speaking directly into the heart of many, many patriotic Americans. many patriotic Americans who do not like the hell they live in. Somebody else chose patriotic Americans to live inside a living hell. Patriotic Americans don't like that. They don't like that. Listen to my words. There's going to be some very frightening times ahead. But stay firm, stay faithful, and victory is going to be on our side. One thing is for sure, after following the events of the last week, Jews no more. And I would like to thank you people for taking my call, and have a great day.
Thanks for the call, George.
Great call.
Yeah.
I'd say at the end of the day, I totally agree. I believe I've said for years, this is a controlled demolition of the West. I totally agree with that. And we can get into the nuances and all that kind of stuff of who's playing what side and who works with what team. But at the end of the day, here's what you're going to end up with. You're going to end up with, this is the fall of America you are witnessing before your very eyes. It will never go back. It cannot be reversed at this point. This is a controlled demolition planned years in advance. And at the end of the day, the shift, the economic shift will occur. There'll be a new alignment of power in the world. There'll be a new order set up. And we've talked about that in past shows. That will be the end result of all this. And we are in the process of being cut off. And that is a fact.
Yeah, no, I believe it. And I mean, there will be a real war is what I get from Georgia and Greece. But the reasons for why it is happening and why both powers are so gung-ho about a hot war is, well, I mean, the article suggests even because the COVID pandemic narrative is starting to fall apart and that didn't convince people to gain as much control as maybe desired, when boasted about in the past, even in response to the 2008 financial crash, though, the World Economic Forum was trying to have a Hegelian solution, very much like this one. And so the economic situations in the U.S. and Europe, there's no repairing them, and they're already near the brink. War is traditionally the perfect scapegoat with these bankers. So if you just add on to that, everything coming out about COVID and that narrative falling apart, it's understandable. But yes, there will be real fallout. There will be a lot of suffering. The inflation will just get worse from the war, the tyranny, censorship, attempt at taking our freedoms and deaths. And it'll be felt more in Europe, of course, than here.
Richard, I don't think Americans have any clue what's fixing to happen. They have not a clue. This country has never had to fight, a foreign power really on its soil. I do believe that will happen eventually. I'm not trying to sound, I'm not trying to be Alex Jones here and the sky is falling, but this is a serious situation. And I think at the end of the day, this is the, like I said, controlled demolition, and a new order will be set up. It will not favor us, and at the end of the day, that international Jewish power will benefit. And that's where I see it headed. But I think you're going to see massive, massive death. I think it's going to be a horrible, horrible thing. And, I think the majority of people in this country, they live through their television, they live through Facebook, they live through their phone, they live in a fake reality. They live in a fake, in a state of perpetual adolescence. And that's going to change real quick, because what's fixing to go down is going to be very, very, very horrific.
Well, yeah, what people have had ever since World War II, though, the living standards, especially right after, were booming in this country. And the people have no idea what we could face in the future. We have a couple other callers, but Jeremy, did you want to add to that first?
Yeah, if I could, I'm more in line with George from Greece on this is more of a reaction from Putin's Russia rather than being planned. And that's where I differed from the article a bit. Now, I do believe these globalist powers, you know, 20, 30 years ago, they sat back and they said, well, you know, what can we do to corral these people? And I think they did discuss viruses. And you had the first SARS, what, 20 years ago? Then you had the financial collapse, then the swine flu. And I think these were attempts at them trying to do what they're doing now. And they just didn't do it. And they have plans B, C's, and D's, right? But I do not think that the globalists foresaw the Russia and China becoming as powerful as they were. I think the reason that our government gave our means of production away to China and to Mexico was to, you know, basically just destroy the white work class. I don't think they anticipated China would become an economic powerhouse like it did, nor do I think they anticipated Russia and Putin becoming powerful as they did. So they had to deal with these things. And like I was pointing out, I think that the Ukrainian color revolution and the attempted overthrow of Syria were ways that they were trying to deal with that. So I do believe that Putin is surrounded by Jews and that he has a council of Jews, but I think that he's more of a wild card. And he obviously, if they're controlling him, they're not doing a good job, because he really messed up the Syria thing for them. Back to you guys.
All right, well, let's go to the...
quickly before you go to the call.
Yeah.
I agree with Jeremy and the article. You know, like I said at the beginning of the show, I think that Putin did not want to make this move. I think he really was genuinely forced into this maneuver. Okay, I really do believe that. But having said that, I think the end results are still the same. But I don't think that, you know, there was a phone call and the, hey, I'm going to invade tomorrow. You guys are going to do your thing. I don't think it works that way. I agree with Jeremy. Like I say, this is a very – politics and power is very nuanced. And when you're dealing with the international Jewish power structure, you have to remember, they're not out of – you know, they can cannibalize each other. You know, these people have a thirst for power. They'll even kill each other if they think they're going to be the ones at the top of the pyramid. But anyway, I'll let you get the caller.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah. let's go to the phones. Charlie in California. Hello, Charlie.
Charlie? All right, I just heard the beep. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. You're on the air.
You know, this war has a lot of similarities to a fake shooting. You know, I see still pictures. I see, it looks like it could be file footage. I see just nothing but talking heads talking about things. I don't really see a war. No, I mean, that's just, you know, my observation. I see similarities to a fake shooting. And I see so many Jews involved with this. I mean, I don't see how that, you know, it could be possible that maybe there's some troops around there. But is there really, I mean, where's the video of the Russians taking the Kyiv airport? I mean, really, in a world where you have, everybody's got a great motion picture camera, there's no video on the internet of any,
okay,
really,
yeah.
Any real
war. If you go to Telegram, there are a couple of I've seen some video on Intel Slava Z on Telegram, and another one, Don Bass something. I've seen a couple of channels on Telegram putting a lot of video out. The most I think was called Intel Slava Z. People who in Kharkiv, Kiev, showing explosions in Kiev, Kharkiv there. They're showing the cruise missiles hitting. So, I mean, yeah, it don't look fake there. I mean, you judge
I see, right now, I'm watching Fox News, and I don't see anything. All I see is people walking around. These people want to die for themselves. Yeah, I don't know. All I'm just saying is I just see similarities here between this and a fake shooting. And when you think about it, you got oil is – am I off the air?
No, you're on the air. You mean the fake shooting as then the timing was so suspicious that here it comes up and you needed this story right away and you got it or something?
COVID is off the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I'm plus another thing before I go quick. There Biden canceled a pipeline that Israel was behind to bring natural gas to Europe. And the headline was Biden hands Russia a great favor by canceling Israel's pipeline to Europe. You Google that up, and I heard it. there's a lot of BS going on here, and I just I'm a hard sell after, you know, I'm about the fake shootings over the years and the media and what they present to us. This has a lot to be desired for me to believe that there's a real war going on. Mm-hmm. There might be some police action, but look, there's a lot of Jews involved, and there's a lot of, you know, history of fakeness on the TV that I will take this with a grain of salt and reserve judgment for later. Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Charlie. Let's go to Patrick in Texas. Hello, Patrick.
I appreciate it. Rothschild involvement, the Balfour Agreement, even the Illuminati was Adam Weishaupt and Jacob Schiff. Who wanted to, you know, three world wars and, you know, take over the schools, basically to undo, to go after the Christians. In 1820, this guy Alexis de Tocqueville, this Frenchman, toured America trying to get a flavor for the country at the time, and he says one unique thing about it is they are self-governing. And they have a Bible, and, you know, and Shakespeare, and they're fluent in both, and they're all lawyers. Mm-hmm. And that's the opposite of what these central bankers, central New World Order want. They want to beat us away.
Patrick, let me ask you this. I mean, even if, okay, a third world war, this has been predicted for these other motives as well. I've also heard it suggested that it would consolidate control of the masses by the elites, the predator class. Do you believe that to be possibly the case as well?
Yeah, that's always the case. They're looking for to extend their reach, no matter what. They want a world domination. I agree with that. We're very capable of governing ourselves. We've proved it. And I'll let you go. Thank you.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, we're out of time, but it was a great roundtable. And, yeah, we'll have to do this more often. Yeah, Mike, Jeremy, Stephen, and if any of you have any final thought, I mean, please.
Well, that went quick. Yeah, that was – thanks for the call. I mean, it's like – it's kicking off. Y'all go ahead. I'll let you finish up, Mike or Jeremy.
No, I appreciate it, guys. And I think it would be very difficult to fake a military action at this scale. But what's not difficult is to send out really bad information about how it's going there and certain specifics.
Absolutely. Mike? And it's real. And, you know, I know we're running out of time, but, you know, a lot of these conspiracies have also been a form of entertainment that people get caught in a little bit too much, and they don't, and when reality does happen, they don't want to believe it, you know, but this is real. Anyway, thanks for having me on. Enjoyed it very much.
Thank you, gentlemen. Everyone, have a great weekend, panel, board ops, listeners, and we will speak again soon. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.